DAW Audio presents Otherland, Volume 3, Mountain of Black Glass by Tad Williams. Read by George Newbern. Forward. As she spoke, the flame of the oil lamp repeatedly drew his eye. A wriggling brightness that in such a still room might have been the only real thing in all the universe. Even her eyes, the wide, dark eyes he knew so well, seemed but a detail from a dream. It was almost impossible to believe, but this was unquestionably her at last. He had found her. But it couldn't be this simple, Paul Jonas thought. Nothing else had been. And of course he was right. At first it did seem as though a door long closed had finally opened. Or rather, with Paul still reeling from the horror of the boy Galley's death, it seemed he had reached the final round of some particularly drawn-out and incomprehensible contest. The wife, and most thought widow, of long-lost Odysseus had stalled her suitors for some while with the excuse that before considering another marriage, she must finish weaving her father-in-law's shroud. Each night, when the suitors had fallen into drunken sleep, she had then secretly unpicked her day's work. Thus, when Paul had come to her in the guise of her husband, he had found her weaving. When she turned from the loom, he saw that the design was one of bird shapes. Bright-eyed, flare-winged, each individual feather a little miracle of colored thread. But he had not looked at it long. The mysterious creature...